Mendocino Land Trust announced that it has finalized the purchase of the 157-acre coastal blufftop property known as Bell Point, located just south of Westport on the northern Mendocino coast. Bell Point sits by the southern edge of the village of Westport. It consists of approximately 50 acres of open coastal headlands, coastal meadows, riparian wetland, and a Bishop pine forest. Across Highway 1, an additional 100 acres of mixed redwood forest, meadowland, and ocean view ridgelines will also be preserved. The headlands offers a 180-degree view of the rocky Mendocino coastline. The Mendocino Land Trust now moves into the planning of the project, designing and building a new portion of the California Coastal Trail, a projected parking area, and ultimately returning the property to Kaipoma, a nonprofit representing three local Native American tribes who will also soon own nearby Blues Beach to the south. Bell Point Project Lead, MLT Director of Land Protection, Emily Griffin, spoke to KMUD News in an interview about what to expect from the project and how it similarly to other conservation projects are working closely with local Native tribes.
The acquisition of Bell Point is really exciting for us. It's a large coastal property, 157 acres. So this will be our second largest preserve that we own in the county. And it will, once we open it for public access, it'll actually be the largest publicly accessible preserve that we own. We do own a 400-acre redwood forest, but it's pretty inaccessible a few miles west of Willits on the Skunk Train tracks. So we're very excited to own another coastal property. We have several properties up and down the Mendocino coast, from Pelican Bluffs down south of Point Arena to Navarro Point near Albion and a couple of beaches near Fort Bragg. But this is a beautiful blufftop property. It's very close to the village of Westport, so it really increases the opportunity for public recreation in and near Westport. And we're particularly excited that this property, we will not own it forever. We'll be transferring it to a group of three local tribes. So it's our first land return project where we're actually acquiring a property in order to transfer that property for long-term management and stewardship by local tribes.
In December of 2024, MLT announced that it was under a contract to purchase a 157-acre coastal blufftop property. The acquisition was made possible by a $2.5 million grant from the State Coastal Conservancy.
This property was actually on the market for quite a while before we even made an offer on it. And, you know, it's really difficult for a land trust to acquire publicly listed properties because we don't have the money in our pockets to go make offers and purchase them. We aren't like a traditional private buyer who can get a mortgage. That's not how it works. We have to find grant funding. So, you know, the first trick is finding a seller willing to enter into a purchase transaction with us that allows us the time to go collect the grant funding and apply for grant funding and actually receive a grant agreement and then actually receive the grant funds. And you never know how long that's going to take. But in this case, we worked really closely with the California State Coastal Conservancy, which is, you know, it's really focused on protecting the coast and increasing public access on the coast. And they were wonderful. And we actually got the whole process done in less than a year, in about 10 months, once we entered into the purchase agreement with the seller. But it was a lot of back and forth with the seller to reach an agreement on a price and on all of those terms of the long escrow period and the contingencies built in for obtaining the grant funding. But once we got that lined up, it went more or less pretty smoothly at that point. At that point, it's mostly, fulfilling all of the obligations of the grant agreement in order to get it funded and be able to purchase the property.
Additionally, the California Council of Land Trusts awarded MLT a $95,000 project advancement grant to support the initiative. The project included the plans to develop a new segment of the California Coastal Trail and return the land to Kaipoma, the nonprofit organization representing the local Native tribes.
Yes. Currently some of our biggest focuses are on increasing public access throughout the county. And this certainly fills that bill on working with the Coastal Conservancy to increase the public access to the coast in particular and development of what they call the California Coastal Trail. Part of the Coastal Conservancy's goal is to have public access trails all the way up and down the coast, along the bluff top as much as possible or west of Highway 1. Wherever that's possible. So those are big things that we're focusing on, and this really fills those goals. And then working closely with tribes to return land with their ancestral lands and, rematriating that land to them and letting them decide what the future of that land will be and stewarding it in the future is also a big part of our goals and priorities right now. So being able to do that here is really exciting.
MLT's mission with these projects is to protect high conservation value lands, ensure public access where appropriate, and in this case, support the return of property to Kaipoma. As MLT's Griffin put it, these lands will remain natural from here on out, underscoring the commitment to permanent preservation of cultural restoration.
Then there's an additional 100 acres on the east side of the highway as well, which is mostly forested. And, part of when we acquire properties like this with grant funding, part of the agreement is we are not going to further develop them. So it won't be commercially harvested for timber, and there is a decent amount of redwood timber on it, and it won't be developed, with homes or anything else. So that whole hillside, that whole ridge line on the east side of Highway 1, those views will always be natural from now on, for about a mile of Highway 1.
Now that MLT officially owns the land, Griffin explained to KMUD that they will begin implementing the plans laid out from the start, outlining how they intend to move forward and the next phases of the project.
Yeah, what we're hoping to do, and it all depends on the planning process, which is what we're turning to now that we actually own it, and there are a lot of constraints as far as, where there might be special unique plants or trees or wetlands that we need to protect, or also cultural and archaeological resources. Graveyards or archaeological sites from tribal historical use of the property. So we do a lot of surveys and reports to figure out where all those special items are that we might need to protect, and then we design and build the public trail system on the property based on protecting those things first and foremost. So our goal is to provide a small parking lot and then trails to go out and around the point and along the bluff top. And our longer-term goal would be to connect it to the village of Westport itself, if we can, so that people who are either camping or staying in the village of Westport or live in Westport can walk directly to Bell Point without having to get in their car and, drive. There is some private property in between the property and Westport, so it would mean getting additional public access easements across that property as well. So that's sort of a longer-term goal as well, is to make it even better for the people in Westport to be able to go on nice long walks along the ocean.
As previously mentioned, MLT plans to transfer ownership of the property to Kaipoma. MLT's long-term objective is to better understand the land and support the needs identified by its future stewards. According to Griffin, once the public trails are completed, decisions about the management and use of remaining land will be determined by Kaipoma.
Yeah, now that we own it, our plan is to start working with them more significantly and intensely to start to plan for what the long-term management of the property will be. So part of that is a resource management plan where we, figure out sort of what the best way to manage the property is long-term, usually with some experts and consultants in that area of resource management. And then just more general management planning of, what does Kaipoma envision for this property? What do they want to do with it? How do they want to use it? There is an old barn on the property. Is there some future use for that barn? Those sorts of things. So long-term, Mendocino Land Trust will continue to maintain and steward the public trails. Once we build them, we'll take care of them and keep them open to the public. And we'll hold a public access easement on the property to enable us to do that. But the rest of the property will all be owned and managed by Kaipoma. So we have some grant funding for them to use to do their own long-term planning for the project. We don't want to, tell them what they need to do with it. We want them to start, working on what they see for the property and what they would like to do with it.
Although not required to transfer the land, Griffin explained the decision to return it to Kaipoma reflects a broader commitment to both environmental restoration and recognizing the cultural significance to the area of local tribes. They also emphasized the value of working with those who have a deep knowledge of the land to guide its future stewardship.
So I'm sure all of the Mendocino Coast was once tribal indigenous land, and most of those indigenous people were essentially forcibly removed from their land and driven, often east to Round Valley or those sorts of things. So, we are on land that was originally theirs, and to be able to just in a very small way help to, do some reparation of that historical loss and that historical tragedy, and to work with the, you know, the tribal members who are here today to have access to those lands, and use them in the way they see fit and steward them. And, you know, to do that is, you know, it's just a wonderful thing that we're excited to be able to do. We're happy to be able to work with Kaipoma on that and collaborate with them as partners. Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing what happens with it in the future.
The Bell Point Project marks a new chapter in the land conservation along the northern Mendocino coast. With the purchase now complete, the Mendocino Land Trust begins the next phase, planning public access improvements like trails and parking, while coordinating the eventual transfer of the land to Kaipoma. As the project moves forward, KMUD will continue with updates. For more information on the Mendocino Land Trust projects, the website is mendocinolandtrust.org.